Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. So Easter is the greatest feast in the Christian calendar. On Sunday, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. And for Catholics, Easter Sunday comes at the end of 40 days of prayer and fasting. It's also a time for renewal. Now, our tradition continues on this celebratory weekend as we invite His Eminence, Cardinal Blaise Supich, who serves over 2.4 million Catholics in Chicago and beyond. Welcome back to the show, Cardinal Supich.
Good to be with you, Dave.
We have been living in a new reality these past few weeks, pretty unprecedented in our lifetime.
Without question, all of us really are just trying to get our feet under us, because this is a whole different set of circumstances that we have to negotiate and deal with.
Well, I was talking to you a little bit off air. I'm like, you know, I asked people, what are they doing to keep busy? I think all of us are busier than we were going into the office every day.
I'm finding that to be the case, and I know that's true for the priest. It is a little more demanding to try to keep in touch with people, to find out what their needs are. But also, at the same time, we're doing it with a lot of times without the full complement of staff that we have to support us each day.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Biggest challenge. And also, as you said, staying connected. And I think, you know, as we head into Easter Sunday here, I think the biggest challenge for all of us, beyond the Catholic faith, too, is that we cannot celebrate Holy Week in our churches, which is, you know, it's a second home for a lot of people.
Which is true. And I think more and more, as we're seeing how we're connecting through social media, people are looking for ways in which they can understand this wonderful season in their own homes, the domestic church. So while buildings are closed, the church isn't, because I see it very much alive in our families and our homes.
We have recorded our own masses at our parish at St. Julian in Chicago with Father James Wallace. By the way, he always asks me to drop his name to you when I'm talking to you. So there it is.
Well, let's do a shout out to him.
Let's do that. So just so our community can see, you know, familiar faces and at least see the interior of the church, so we can provide a little comfort during these times. It's just so important to stay connected and have some sense of reality in all this, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I think when we're put in this moment of turmoil and upset, we need anchors of stability, visuals as well as voices and words and contact. And we, for instance, in the Archdiocese have a kind of a phone tree among our priests so that every priest is contacted throughout the week, and I know many of them are calling parishioners as well to stay in touch.
One of the things, too, that I don't know if people really know and understand, and I knew this just by Father James telling me, is even though you might not be able to attend a morning mass during the week even, you know, our pastors, our priests, they say mass every morning regardless. They do it on their own, and they pray for all of us.
They are, and that I think that's a real source of comfort to people, and plus the fact that many of them, too, are dealing with all sorts of social needs of people. I know there are many places that have soup kitchens or at least food pantries for people now handing out food. And then, of course, they have to deal with the hospitalization of people and the sickness that's there, and sometimes as well with the death of people and the double heartbreak and not being able to mourn the loss of someone through the rituals that we have.
Yeah, at least having the pastor or the priest present during those moments gives the family at least some level of comfort, knowing we will honor those people that have passed at some point when we're when the world opens back up again. Now, you'll be celebrating the Easter Vigil and Easter Morning Mass on television, and it's going to be broadcasted right here on WGN Radio. The Vigil's at 10 on Saturday and Easter morning at 9 a.m. And I have to say, I'm opening up for you because I host the Sinatra show right before Mass. So, and it's been capturing a good young demographic. So I'm bringing a lot of young people to your Mass. I just want to tell you, I'm opening up for you on Sunday.
Well, that's great. I think that, you know, for you to have that as a warm-up, it'd be great.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can still have a great celebration of Easter, because, again, it's so different for people. It's so different even on Palm Sunday when we had no palms to celebrate with. But watching your local parish mass or watching you on television, it can bring some peace and normalcy to your family. But also, you know, don't stop doing some of the traditions that you had before in the home. Have your Easter brunch, have your Easter dinner, just with your immediate family that's living with you in the home. But it's important to continue that on, especially for your kids and grandkids.
Well, it is. I think a couple of things to keep in mind. You know, doing coloring Easter eggs is a great thing to do as well. And you know, I know some of the younger families are doing things even in the house of Easter egg hunts, that type of thing. I think those kinds of traditions. But let's keep in mind, too, that the first Passover, which Easter is about, it's a Christian Passover, and the Jewish people are celebrating in this time Passover as well. That was first celebrated in families the night before the angel of death came for over the houses that threatened the lives of everyone. Families were sheltered in their home and ate the Paschal dinner, the Passover dinner. And it was a time for people to understand that God works in each family. And that, I think, has to be something that we keep in mind as we come together in our families, that God's working in each one of our homes, in each one of our families.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the big challenges right now, besides the most important part, which is the spiritual aspect of everything, is the collection basket. I know, you know, as churches all around the city have been pushing for years on sites like Give Central for people to sign up automatically, which my family's done, so it's really just taken out of my account every week. But it hasn't happened fast enough, and we need to remember, as we're supporting our restaurants and our bars and other small businesses in our community, that you need to support your local church as well.
Well, yes, and I would just, you know, put emphasis on that. What I would ask people to have in mind as they think about that is to support their pastor, to support the priests who are there, because they're the ones that are holding things together while people aren't there. They have to take care of all things such as utilities, all of the other bills, the salaries that go on in terms of contract obligations. So it really, I want to personalize it. I think it's not just, you know, supporting an institution or a building. I would ask people to think about supporting the guys who are staying there holding things together while people cannot come.
Well, you got to remember, they're part of your family, really.
That's right.
That's absolutely right. We are all stuck in our homes, and that's a lot of family time, as we talked about earlier. It could cause a little stress in some of our lives, and trying to find quiet spaces to work on your own, or just being on top of each other all the time. What are your thoughts on helping keeping the peace in our homes and really in our lives at this difficult time?
Well, I think one important thing is, especially as we see the mounting death toll going on with this coronavirus, is that it's an opportunity for us to really count our blessings and treasure the relationships we have. We're only one sickness, one infection away from losing a family member, a dear one. And I think sometimes we take our relationships and our family people together for granted. We have to make sure that we really center on the great gift of family life. Yes, there are struggles. We don't get along. We have to say I'm sorry. We have to exercise forgiveness and reconciliation. And that's important in all this. But I think a place to start is every day wake up and say, you know, illness has not taken our family member. We're still together. And because there are other people who are mourning the loss of loved ones. Maybe that should center us and sober us in this moment as we deal with the struggles of being together.
Well, and Easter is Sunday morning. It's also a time of renewal, so great opportunity to make some positive changes in your life. And I invite you to share your message of hope for the season and throughout the year.
On Easter Day, St. Matthew describes the amazement of the women who visit the tomb of Jesus at daybreak. The tomb is empty, and an angel announces that Jesus, crucified one, has been raised. They run in haste to announce this good news to the disciples, and we are told that Jesus met them on their way. They now are even more astonished, but they listen attentively to the risen Jesus as he sends them on a mission to share the news of his resurrection. Just as he did then, Jesus today meets us on the way and tells us that he has returned from the dead for us. The story of the resurrection continues in our own time. He comes to meet us where we are, in our illness, our family struggles, our poverty, and the many challenges that leave us discouraged in life. He assures us with his presence and encourages us on our journey. But he does even more. Just as he did with the women of the gospel, he gives us a mission to bring his good news into the world, to let others know that he has returned for them and he wants to meet them on their way. This is a timely message for us in these days as we suffer the coronavirus crisis. Jesus meets us on our way in this moment in which we suffer, but he also wants us to meet other people on their way, to give them encouragement and give them hope. And so Easter is about more than what happened 2,000 years ago. At Easter, the risen Jesus comes to meet us where we are, just as he did to these women. He meets us on the way and assures us that he walks with us. That is what is so amazing about Easter and why we can take up again with confidence the mission of telling others how he has changed our lives. May God bless you in this holy season with the grace of being amazed by the risen Lord as he meets you along the way. Take courage. He knows our suffering, and he walks with us every step of the way. A blessed Easter.
Thank you, Cardinal Supich. Please be well, stay healthy, please pray for all of us, and have a happy Easter.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Dave Schwann joins us for a little history next on 720 WGN.